Folks, truly, you never know who's going to roll into the WGXC studio. Oh my gosh, look who's here this morning, folks. I'd like to welcome my guest, Jeff Friedman, Executive Director of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Jeffy.
Hey, what's going on, Cheryl?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, it's a nice morning, at least, so.
And you made it in despite some of the, a few bumps this morning.
Yes, I found my way here, finally, yes.
Great.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. So as I said, Jeff is the executive director of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce located in Catskill.
That's where our office is, yep.
Yep. Okay. So let's talk about the Chamber of Commerce. I know, like, when I was a Rotarian, and I'd say, yes, I'm a Rotarian, people would say, well, what does Rotary do? We hear about it, and we see you folks doing this and that, but what is your function? So I'm going to ask you that question.
Well, our main function, obviously, is to help to foster the growth of the economy and communities in Greene County. So we work with our local business people, with our elected officials, and with lots of our not-for-profits to achieve those goals. So, we try to keep it topical, and we try to make sure that we are doing things that will constantly foster growth. And really, that's what the Chamber's about.
Yeah, and WGXC is...
Oh, you absolutely are.
We are members of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. Woohoo! Now, how many members does the Greene County Chamber of Commerce have?
Well, right now we are a little over 400 members. Mm-hmm. We have actually grown a lot in the last year. We've gotten over 100 new members. So the chamber is really exploding, and good things are happening. Greene County's had a great year economically, and... we're hoping that momentum continues to carry on. We're working hard to make sure that happens. And, you know, if you are looking for anything that's happening in Greene County or happening business-wise or whatever, that's what we're here for. We're here to help.
Yeah. And there are different Chamber of Commerces around the area. That we have the Columbia Chamber of Commerce. And sometimes, now tell me if I'm wrong, do you partner with them or, you know, see them, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, we do. The folks over at Columbia County Chamber of Commerce are great. We work closely with them on several events. We just had a buy local expo focused on home and garden over in Greene County last week. And in the fall, we'll be holding our buy local expo over here in Hudson for all of our Columbia and Greene County businesses to showcase, you know, all the great things that our local businesses have. And that's really what's important, is to showcase and show people that pretty much anything you want is available in this area.
How does a business become part of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce?
Well, it's really easy. All you have to do is decide you want to join. From there, we can make it happen. You can visit our website. You can go on to the website and you can join right there. Or you can just call our office and we can get you set up. I'm happy to come out and sit down and talk with you about what's going on. And I love to learn about new businesses and meet new people and see what's happening out there, because going out to see people, that's the best part of the job, and finding out what's going on in the county is great.
I think you spend too much time outside of that office. You are never in that office, in that chair, sitting down and typing away. And you don't drink coffee. Why?
I don't know. Never acquired a taste for it. I tried it a few times. Didn't really like it.
Something wrong there. All right.
I like tea.
But let's give out that information. The Greene County Chamber of Commerce's website is greenecountychamber.com.
That is correct.
And your office is located at?
327 Main Street. We're right on Main Street in Catskill, across from the Greene County Courthouse. Can't miss us.
And a phone number. Not that they'll get you, because you're always on the go. But...
Well, you might get me, but you can call us at 518-943-4222. If you don't get me, you could get Rebecca Howard, who's our membership coordinator. And you must be talking to her a lot lately, because she says the same thing.
What?
I need you at my desk. Or I need you at your desk.
Jeff. Now, Jeff, you give me too much credit. Now, you became the executive director in 2013.
Yes.
And you came, you come to this position with a background in business and real estate?
I did commercial real estate development. Yeah.
Okay. So what brought you to this? And if you could give us a backstory of all the things that you've done in this area.
Well, my family is actually from Greene County. I have family in the Hunter area. My background has been basically, I was brought up in both the retail industry and the construction industry, actually. My parents owned health and beauty aid stores, which back then, before the big chains like Walmart and CVS, those were the kinds of stores they had. So I was brought up in retail. And then I was also brought up in the ski industry. I worked at Hunter Mountain as a kid growing up and ended up becoming vice president of the resort for 21 years from the mid-80s to the mid-2000s. And then... had an opportunity to start my own company, so we went out and did that. We did commercial real estate development, and we did commercial general contracting, and it from there, it went on to putting myself in a position where I thought this opportunity was great for me. I was looking for a change to make a little bit different things happening, and thought I might have the chops, so to speak, to help grow the Greene County economy. My heart is in Greene County. I love the area. I think it has... tremendous people. I think it has tremendous resources, and it's just a beautiful place to live and raise a family, which is what my wife and I ended up doing.
Yeah. In the year or so since you've been in that position, what changes have you seen with all that you've brought to this position? What changes have you seen in Greene County?
I think the biggest thing I'm seeing is there's a lot more enthusiasm in the market. For example, just in the village of Catskill alone, when I first took the position, I would say probably 40% of the storefronts were empty. And now there isn't a single empty storefront except for one building, which is presently being looked to be purchased and being opened as a business. So,
ooh, really?
Yeah. So we've gotten great stuff. And I mean, just even the arts and culture that's growing over there. And there's a lot of folks moving into the county. We've picked up some great new businesses with Ferguson moving into the new park in West Coxsackie. That's 100 new jobs for our area, which is nothing to sneeze at these days. So I just see enthusiasm. I see optimism. I see really good stuff happening.
I'm excited. I see your little eyes dancing over there. You're so happy.
I'm just excited when I see good things happening to this area. I mean, Columbia and Greene counties took a tough hit when the economy went down. Not that the rest of the country didn't, but we did. We're a rural economy, and a lot of us rely on things like tourism, which is the first thing that kind of people stop spending money on. So, I mean, it's been tough for our restaurants, our tourists, properties, and just in general. And it's nice to see people having some positive feedback and some enthusiasm right now. And I love going out there and working with people and seeing how we can make it keep going.
Right. You're in tune to WGXC 90.7 FM. ACRA Hands-On Radio. I'm Cheryl Kay. That's Jeff Friedman. We're going to take a quick break and then talk about some of the upcoming events that the Chamber is sponsoring. folks. We're back. The fun never ends, folks, with Jeff Friedman, Executive Director of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. The laughs never stop here. All right. So let's go back to, we're talking about some of the events coming up for the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. You can view it at their website, which is What is it?
GreeneCountyChamber.com.
There it is. All right. Let's talk about some upcoming events. Jeff, read it down.
Well, one of the nice things is that we have a lot of new businesses opening in the county. So we keep doing a lot of ribbon cuttings, especially lately. And we've got one coming up. What day of the week is it today?
Tomorrow.
Today's Tuesday.
Yeah, today's Tuesday. Tomorrow.
So it's tomorrow at the Roseberry's Inn, which is a brand new hotel in Hunter. Pete and Rose, who own the place, are just great people, and they've really done a great job renovating the property. So it's we're excited about that. And then on Friday, we, weather permitting, hopefully with our fingers crossed, either that or we'll build an ark. I'm not sure which, but we have our 10th annual golf tournament. We're still looking for teams. There are spots available, so if anybody wants to come out and play, we've got great prizes, a ton of them, and if you make a hole-in-one on the 15th hole, you get a $10,000 prize.
You mean all I have to do is walk over to the hole and drop a ball in it?
Well, no.
You know I don't golf. Do you golf?
Very badly. You don't want me on your team if that's what you're asking. No.
Noted. Very noted here.
I'm not sure I have the patience for golf.
I have no patience for golf.
Let's see. What else? Coming up after that, we're very excited by our next Business After Hours networking event, which is from 5 to 7 on May 28th. We're holding it at the Willows at Brando's Point, which is owned by the Green Land Trust. It's a historic building that they've just restored. It's right on the river, just south of Athens on Route 385. And we're real excited about coming out to support the Green Land Trust, which is, again, one of our not-for-profits working to preserve the lands of Greene County. And we're also really excited because of the location and just the beauty of the property. It's amazing. So,
and it's a really wonderful opportunity to meet other businesses because so many people are so absorbed in their business, 9-to-5-ish, and, you know, they can barely find time to have lunch. So here's an opportunity as a member of the chamber to meet other businesses, find out what's going on, the latest gossip. Yeah. Love gossip.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, even if you're not a member of the chamber, we encourage you to come out and find out what the chamber's about. Just come to the event, meet other business owners. Maybe it gives you a chance, as you say, to find out what's happening in the local scoop. Exactly. Ooh. Or just, you know, come out and relax and have a good time. Maybe you'll meet somebody who has a product or a service or something that can help you. So maybe you've got something that can help them. So
exactly.
That's what we love about the event. Great connections, great people. You know, refreshments are served. The event's free. You just have to give our office a call, let us know you're coming, and come out and have a really nice time on hopefully a beautiful evening on the river. So, yeah.
And let's talk about the big shindig coming up on Thursday, June 19th.
Yeah, that's our annual recognition gala. I don't know. I say gala. Some say gala.
Gala.
Yeah. I don't know. I get Rebecca's always on me about that one. But it's our.
You know, I like this woman. I'll be calling her more often. When I can't find you, she's my woman.
Yeah. Not bumping into you in as much as it has made me less.
Anxious.
Anxious. Yes, that's a good word. I love Cheryl. But really, it's at the Blackthorn Resort in East Durham. It's June 19th, and that's where we honor our businesses for the year. We do have 5 honorees this year. We honor businesses in 5 categories. And this year we've got some really great winners, some folks who I think really exemplify what's happening in Greene County, what's great about Greene County business, and we just look to go out and have a real nice night of celebration of, you know, the positive things that are happening in Greene County.
Yeah. And there's so much more to what goes on in Greene County. Just go to the Greene County Chamber of Commerce website, which is...
It's GreeneCountyChamber.com.
I've got short-term memory. You know how it is.
Well, we're all getting up there.
Yeah, we were just talking about the fact that we're all, you know, the both of us are losing our eyesight. Like,
Yeah, not so fond of reading glasses.
I know. All right, so, Jeff, some other things that you'd like to mention?
Well, I would just love to mention the fact that our area and both in Columbia and Greene counties, we've got great not-for-profits who are doing phenomenal work in our communities, like WGXC. We've got folks like the folks over at United Way of Columbia and Greene counties doing a great job, the Humane Society, Community Action of Greene County. These are all really worthy organizations, and the Chamber has been doing a lot to support these folks. And I think it'd be great if more of the community came out and found out what these people are doing and supported them. These are folks who are supporting local food banks, supporting local families, supporting animals in the area, animal rights. United Way is doing some super stuff. They're actually our not-for-profit of the year, who we'll be honoring in June.
At the gala/gala or whatever. Yeah.
At the gala.
Gala,
yes.
Gala.
The recognition gala. You know, so there's, I just think that people tend to not realize that the chambers really look to make strong communities. You can't have a great economy without a strong community. Mm-hmm. So these are important things, and I look and promote these organizations on a constant basis. I just think they do some phenomenal things, and they're led by really great, committed people, which is what I really love to see.
Yeah, and so many of them have, you know, they've sat in the chair that you are sitting in right now to talk about what they do. That's awesome.
Yeah, I just, for our area, you know, we're fairly rural. We don't have tremendous amounts of population, you know, and we're all in this together. And I look at it as everything from community activity to the arts. That's all part of what we are. And I constantly talk to people about we need more infrastructure. But when my infrastructure is different than what some people think, because yeah, we need great roads, we need great bridges, we need, you know, great everything in that regard. But my infrastructure is having the amenities and the things of life that make people want to live in our area. We've got great beauty, and we've got great facilities, we have great restaurants, we've got great people. And so my infrastructure is building up all those amenities of life, you know, making sure that there's great performing arts, and there's you know, we have great, in this area, we've got great art studios and great art shops. You know, and we've got galleries, and we've got museums, we've got historic places that are fantastic. So for me, it's building up more of those things, you know, being able to go down to the store and buy a set of silverware if you need it, you know, those kinds of things, having the amenities of life. So you don't have to get in the car and drive, you know, a half hour to Kingston, yep, or a half hour to Albany, or in some cases, if you're on the mountaintop of Greene County, you know, 45 minutes to Kingston and an hour to Albany.
Wow,
You know, we look to see if we can keep fostering that kind of growth, you know, mm-hmm, making sure that little infrastructure, the amenities of life, the necessities and ease of life, to go with what we have here. Because, I mean, the beauty's fantastic. And, you know, I'm really excited about the Catterskill Clove Project. I mean, that's...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a national scenic byway, and there's a whole Catterskill Clove development project now. Mm. There are grants and monies that have been acquired by the towns and the counties to develop that, the Palinville and Haines Falls and Hunter areas. Mm. And I mean, the beauty in there, if nobody's gone to hike or seen the Catterskill Falls lately, I mean, it's an amazing, amazing place.
Yeah, so. I haven't been up there in a while, so I hope to make it up there this summer, because it is quite something up there. It's gorgeous.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you couple all those things. I mean, that's, you know, you talk about the Hudson River School of Painting, which,
yeah,
is a big thing. I mean, that's where it really started. I mean, Palinville was an artist colony when it started, and people forget that. And, you know, that coupled with what they're doing over at the Thomas Cole House, which is, you know, the birthplace of the Hudson River School,
yeah,
of
right
Painting,
down the street from the Greene County Chamber of Commerce.
It is. I look up the hill, you can see it. No, but there, you know, you couple all those things. I mean, it's just, it's a pretty cool place to be.
That's it? That's all you have to say? You don't have any
more? I don't know. I didn't wrap it up with a nice... Bo.
Oh, you did. You did. I'm just teasing. I love Jeffy. Give him a hard time every time I see him. That's a good thing.
She does.
So, folks, again, my guest this morning has been Jeff Friedman, Executive Director of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. You can go to their website,
greenecountychamber.com.
Or just walk down the street. If you live in Catskill, go visit Jeff, who's really never there, but you can leave a message with Rebecca. Anyway, the address, Main Street. What is it?
327 Main Street, and I'm there. It's
I
just,
know. You're busy. I mean, how could all of these things happen if you were just sitting pretty in that office, right?
That's true. I mean, I love getting out and seeing what's happening in the community, yep. And that's the most important thing. And we're working with our elected officials all the time, too, so I have to go out and see them. And
kiss
and,
babies and
yeah,
well, clink glasses and eat lots of hors d'oeuvres. I know you, Jeffy.
Now, the hors d'oeuvres part, not so much. But
oh, that's my part. Sorry. That's what I do when I go to events. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
No, I'm looking to get more svelte.
Well, you know, the one thing you didn't mention is your other activities.
Who, my personal activities?
Yeah.
I play competitive baseball. I actually played last night. So, we did all right. We won.
What is this? The Capital District Men's Senior Baseball League.
Yeah.
And there was something else you did. Oh, the Catskill Old Timers Softball League. You don't look that old, Jack.
Yeah. No, I actually turned 50 this year, I have to admit.
Oh, my. You look good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's a great, I mean, the softball league in Catskill is great. It's for folks over 40, and it's just great. You get a bunch of guys out over at Elliott Park, and there's a lot of people playing. The league's up to 12 teams now, so it's kind of nice to see that kind of stuff happening, you know, in the area, too. It's growing, and there's some interest there, and I've just always had a love of baseball. I mean, I coached varsity baseball at Hunter Tannersville High School for 25 years, so yeah, that was my other life. I coached baseball, and I coached girls varsity basketball.
Busy man. I love it.
I've always been a sports fanatic, so and I love playing sports, but yeah, your body doesn't quite react as quickly on the next morning. Like
who are you telling?
Yeah, I pitched last night. My right arm doesn't feel quite as good as it used to.
Well, we're going to get you home right now, Jeffy, so you can get some rest. So, folks, again, thank you for tuning in to WGXC. We've got about another 24 minutes before your friendly neighborhood economist comes into the house. Jeff, I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Cheryl, for having me. I loved it.